Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tes. Let's go back to that Pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitzi again. Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Loisira es sharachicha, ayes sayay nidachim. Vesalamtamim, rather hashiv teshiv melechicha. What does that mean, nidachim? Nidachim means you can tell, literally, it means kind of to be pushed away, but you can tell something is wrong. This animal seems to be lost. Because a lot of times people would allow their animals to graze on the fields. You don't necessarily see someone watching it. But an expert, when they were more ragel b'kach, they were used to it, they can tell when an animal is under control, even though you don't see it. And the Baalim are just allowing for it to roam a little bit, giving it a little bit of a break or some freedom, or something is wrong, or the animal seems lost. So nidachim means you have to make sure that the animal is taka lost. Because if an animal is not lost, and you're taking it to perform the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, either way, you're not doing him a favor. You're not doing the owner a favor. You're just making things complicated. And again, it's not a Shavas Aveda if it's not an Aveda. So, Ezehu Aveda. How can I tell that indeed it is an Aveda? Zok the Mishnah. Matzach Amar, someone finds a donkey, a parah, or a cow. Royin Baderech. And something is wrong. It's supposed to be grazing, but there's really not much grazing grass over here. So maybe the Baalim didn't put it here to graze, or there's not that much to eat. So we say no. Ein zu aveda. That's not enough to say that it's an aveda. A lot of times the Balabas says, look, let me let the animal graze over here. It's not the best place. Let me let it graze over here a little bit. We're still going to assume the situation is under control. Don't intervene. However, chamar, you see a donkey, the kalev. Kalev means the kalim that are on it, like the saddle. Hafuchin, a laying upside down. Something is wrong over here. Or para, you see a cow, but rotze ben akramim. It's running between vines in a vineyard, or it's running in between the rows of the vines. It's very likely to get hurt this way. It can get stung by the thorns. It can trip on the roots. So you have a mitzvah to try to save the animal, because you see someone else's animal is about to get hurt. Included in a Shavas Aveda, preventing a hezek. You go to your friend's house. You go into a room, and you're leaving. Close the light. It's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. You know if the light's going to burn for no reason, then the person will be paying extra on his bill for nothing. Vaitra zakta mishnah, hechzira ubarcha. Let's say you return the animal and it runs away again. Hechzira, you return it again. Ubarcha, it runs away again. Afila arba v'chamisha pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times. Chayiv lachzira. You have to keep returning it. You can't say, how many times am I going to do this already? What's with this balabas? That's not your inyan. Your inyan is to fulfill the mitzvah. How do I know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Hashev tishivim. The word Hashev teaches us, even if it was lost many times, you're still mechuyev to keep returning it. From the word tishivim, incidentally, the Gemara learns, all you have to do is to return it. You don't have to tell the Bailim that it was brought back. Unlike by a ganef or a gazlan that has to inform him that it was brought back, like we learned in Masechtas Bava Kamma. But from Hashev we learn, you have to keep doing it. How many times am I going to do it? Let me ask you something. If you're a store owner and a customer comes in, what are you going to say? How many times a customer is going to keep coming in? No, this is what the store is for. This is what we're here for in this world, to do mitzvahs. The more we do, the more schar. Now the next part of the Mishnah talks about a different inyan, the inyan of compensation. What if it costs me money to return the Aveda? Now, I'm not allowed to charge for a Shabbos Aveda. I can't say I returned your Aveda, that'll be $1.25. You're not allowed to do that. A Shabbos Aveda is bechina. But that's if it doesn't cost me anything. I can't charge, but I'm not mechuyev to spend money on it. So if I'm not working now and a behemoth is wandering and I bring it home, fine, it didn't cost me anything, I have a mitzvah. But let's see, I'm in the middle of working, and if I stop working, I'm going to lose money. So technically, I would be potter on the mitzvah of a Shavas Aved. That's learned from the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, Efes ki lo yibacha evyon. Then I have to protect my money before someone else's money. But let's say I can arrange it in such a way where I have this bezin that's going to say, okay, stop working now. You'll get everything back. Don't worry. Let's say, I don't know, I'm making pickle barrels and I earn $1 an hour. I earn $10 an hour, okay? And there's a bezin over there, or the Bailam say, you know what, return the Aveda. If it takes you an hour, I'll give you the $10. Now, incidentally, when we say there was a bezin over there, it doesn't mean that the biggest rabbanim in the town are there, or any rabbanim. It means three people, three regular people. I stamp them and I say, look, I'm going to return this now, but I'm doing it on the condition that I get back my full money that I would have made if I continued doing my job, my building pickle barrels or whatever I'm doing. But let's say I'm not guaranteed to get my money back. I'm not obligated. If I do, let's say I do, but no one guaranteed me I'm going to get it back. Now I come to the balabas and I say, listen, it took me an hour to return the Aveda. I lost $10. Can you please give me $10? So the balabas can say like this, look, I never promised it to you. No bezin ever promised it to you. But according to halacha, what I'm going to give you is how much would a person be willing to give up what he's doing and get a lesser schar, but do something much easier? Sitting there making pickle barrels, I don't know. Not so easy. You have to keep banging and you have to keep, you know, putting in the screws and pasting and cutting. And this way, you're just walking with a behemoth. You knock on the door. Hello, this is your behemoth. It's a much easier job. So how much money would a person be willing to give up if a person would say, you know, I'd rather work for $5 an hour and do an easy job, walk with a behemoth, than $10 an hour to sit there and schwitz and put together pickle barrels? Then he would get $5. Let's see our Mishnah. Hoya batel misela. Someone found an aveda. And if he's going to be Isaac in this aveda, he's going to lose a sela. A sela is 4 dinarim. Loi yoimer. The person who's returning the aveda should not say loi to the baal who aveda, to him. Ten li sela, give me a sela, I lost a sela. Ella rather, the baal who aveda, the owner, noisin loi scharoi, will pay him kepayel batel. Kepayel means a worker. Batel means it doesn't have to do the heavy work. Batel, he doesn't have to work the way he usually works. He doesn't work at all. But over here, it means he doesn't have to work the way he usually works. So if I tell you, would you be willing to do an easier job for less pay? The average person, how much would he be willing to go down? So for your difficult job of making pickle barrels, you're getting a sela, 4 dinarim. To be Isaac and Hashav HaSaveda, let's say you get 2 dinarim. Now again, like we explained, this is only someone that did it already. He had no guarantee, no one promised him anything. He stopped what he was doing and he returned the animal, or whatever the aveda is. But if Lamaisa, he doesn't want to lose his sela, he says, look, it's nice to work easier. Sure, I would work easier and get less money. But I need the full money, I need the full sela to provide for my family. What should I do? So Anachanami, then he doesn't have to return the aveda. However, im yesham beznin, if there are 3 people, then when we said before there's a bezin, it doesn't mean it has to be a chash of a bezin of the great poiskim. It means 3 regular people that understand things. So masna bifnei bezdin, he's going to stipulate, he's going to make a tenai in front of this bezdin. I cannot give up my full sela. And this is why I'm returning it. Then the Balu Aved has to give him everything. Because he says, yeah, some people would take less money and work perhaps in an easier way, but I can't afford to do it. I don't want to do it. Im ein shom bezin, bifnei miyasni. He doesn't have these 3 people over there to be able to make this tenai before, and then shaloi kaidim. Then his money comes before the balabas's money. I'm not mechuyev to lose out, even though I'll get back 2 out of the 4 dinarim, but I'm not mechuyev to lose 2 dinarim. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah here. We learned what's called an aved. If you find a chamar or a para that are grazing, everything seems okay. Their kalim are on okay. They're not in a place where they're getting hurt. It's not the Bailam left him there. It's not such a good grazing ground. It could be the Bailam left there in an area that's not such a good grazing ground. Just leave it. If you see a chamar and its saddle is upside down, something is wrong. Return it. Obviously, it's lost. The Bailam are not taking care of it. Or if you see a para running Bein HaKram where it could get hurt, then try to save it. That's called an aved. Then we learned in the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference how many times you return it and it keeps running away. You keep returning it. That's learned from the word hashev in hashev teshiva. And then we learned in the Mishnah that if someone is working, let's say he would earn a sela an hour, and on his own he went and he returned it. He can't say, well, I lost an hour of work, give me a sela. Rather, the owner could say to him, I'll give you how much a person would be willing to work for an easier job. So if your difficult job of making pickle barrels cost a sela, and now you have the easy job of walking a behemoth home, let's say that's a half a sela, fine, I'm giving you a half a sela. If there's a bezin there, in other words, he sees the animal loss, he says, what should I do? I'm in the middle of working, I can't give up my sela an hour, or I don't want to give it up. He can go over to 3 people, declare them as a bezin, to say, I'm doing it, but on the condition, I get my full sela. If he doesn't have such people to stipulate this, to make such a tenai with, then it's okay for him to say, okay, so I don't want to lose my money, I'm continuing my work. Hopefully the animal will somehow wind its way home, or maybe somebody else will do the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda.